Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here. Oh, I knew it. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting because they're telling me there's a problem. You are not connected and a host has to call in. So,
okay, I
don't know if we
can. I did. Get,
okay, let me just, I'll give it a go.
I'll call
Hang
it.
On.
Hold on. I got
oh,
it.
You,
I got
you
it.
You will? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll
yeah,
do
a little,
it. Yeah.
Okay, we need sort of really bad elevator music while we're waiting here. Perry Como. Nickelback.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk today.
Well, it could be us. Like, maybe we're just dodos because they've changed the format.
You're calling back into a live show. We are reconnecting you now.
Yeah, because I was already called. All right, here we are.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Okay, now I can hear.
Okay, we
so
have
it's working. Awesome.
Yeah, we have a host. All right.
We have a host.
Let's try that again. Hi there. Happy Sunday. Welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I am here with an amazing technical team here that are hanging in while we go through this stuff. So we have Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, and her son Jaden. Jaden is coming through from Spirit. We have Marianne Adams. We have Hawk D'Onofrio. Linda Irwin is in the chat. And Elizabeth. I don't see Elizabeth. We may have Elizabeth D'Onofrio later in our chat room. Have I missed anybody? We're getting like quite the team and I keep forgetting. All good?
No, we're all here. Yeah, all good.
Yeah. Who did I miss though? I got everyone. Eh?
Yeah, we're all good.
I should sing it. You know what? I'm going to start singing it to the tune of Gilligan's Island because we already have a Marianne. So I'll remember it now. Oh my goodness. Oh, okay, kids. Let's get serious and talk about our topic today. So we talked about what is a psychic, a medium, a light worker, whatever label you want to call it. Those who work in the esoteric realm, in the metaphysical, the spirit realm, all the people that do that kind of work, you're going to get both ends of the spectrum. You're going to get people who are authentic. They're doing it honestly. They're giving you only what comes through. And then you've got the other end of the spectrum, which is the fakers, the ones who are in it. They're eating potato chips. the ones that are faking it, they're out for your buck. And if you guys don't mind, Linda's recording this week was just like hit the nail on the head so well. And I'm going to lead off with hers, if you guys are good with that. And
sounds good.
Is anyone who's shuffling stuff or making sounds?
I don't know. Blog Talk is.
Yeah. I'm on mute. So it couldn't be me here.
Is that what gremlins sound like?
Yeah. So Blog Talk upgraded their system.
I'm on
mute
too.
Problem.
Yeah.
They upgraded. Yeah. So it says, we've upgraded our system and we have new changes. Please check out this for more information. So I'm not going to dare check it out, but that's what it is. There's new.
All good. All righty. Yep. Well, listen, carry on. I'm going to throw Linda's recording on because it really, it sets the, it just says it all. Here we go.
Hi, this is Linda Irwin here with Emo Pet and Emo Robot. You may be tempted to get answers about your future from a variety of sources. We have all seen those tents set up at carnivals with a woman, large hoop earrings, bandana, rows of colorful beads resting on a peasant blouse, sitting behind a crystal ball with perhaps tarot cards and a candle on either side of that. She will invite you in, ask you to cross her palm with a bit of cash, and then tell you that you will meet a tall, dark, handsome stranger. Would you like to know more? Cross her palm and more money, and she will tell you that you will meet in an unlikely place and have a happy rest of your life. The other one is that all of your troubles are because you were cursed. The only way to break this curse is to bring a very large sum of cash, which she will burn. You get to watch this ceremony to break the curse. The part you will not see is that the real money you provided will be pocketed secretly and fake money will be burned. You were not cursed. You were scammed. There are also a plethora of these carnival gypsies advertising on late night television where you call and ask your questions, credit card information provided them, and the minutes tick up as your credit card balance ticks down. What is the deal with these people? They are in it for the money, honey. They do not care about your well-being and empowerment. The answers they provide are stock answers that give made-up outcomes for your future and have nothing to do with you and your personal situation. So, how do you know when you are getting real spiritual advice? First of all, how much power do you have over your life? Real spiritual advisors will teach you how to make your life better, how to connect with your loved ones on the other side yourself, how to get messages from your guides yourself, will teach you to develop your own abilities so that you are inherent in your integrity, will assist you to empower yourself to make your own life the life you wish to be. They will also do it without draining your bank account and then disappearing like a thief in the night. Real spiritual advisors will give you the tools and references so that you can discover on your own power within yourself. Sure, there are machines where you plug a coin in and out pops a printed fortune, as there are Chinese fortune cookies that have a printed message tucked within. Those can be signs. They are not the totality of what you are seeking, though. They may be synchronous, but they are not out to use you for greedy purposes. Real advisors will give you personalized attention to your questions and will leave you knowing you are in charge with the tools and messages to get you to where you want to be. Enter the Light and Sacred Embers Network is about love, not greed. We work in the light, not in the dark of a street corner or carnival tent. Use discernment to seek out others who work in the light. Get to know what is real versus fake. Keep your integrity intact.
Love and light.
Emo Pet and Emo Robot send you love and light too.
That's good. Wow. That is good. Yeah, thank you, Linda. She's very wise. I don't know how she got wise, but I think it's accumulation of many, many physical lives here and here and here, there, and everywhere. Like she's been everywhere. Holy doodles. So let's run around the table, and who'd like to just sort of share their thoughts on real or fake in this line of work?
I would like to go last just to button it up. This is Hawk.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. So the reason why I chose this subject, I think I was the one who chose it, but is because being on a lot of social media, I see a lot of card readers. And then when you're on TikTok, you can go live and they can pay for it. But I just was like, you know, there's so many card readers that it just can't be true that there would be that many, and it's mostly for money. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's not right to read or have a business with reading. I'm just saying the way that it's done, that sometimes you don't know how to choose. And then what I was listening to is a very wise person like Linda that has been a psychic medium since she was three, kind of like Lynn and Linda. And that there's a difference. So it's like there's a difference between just a card reader and an intuitive person or a light worker. You know what I'm saying? Am I making any sense at all? But it was just I feel that we need to bring it out to our listeners and to people that, you know, that you do have to be aware of that on social media, especially. So that's what
discernment.
I agree. I can go next. Hi, everybody. This is Jessica Marie Tetro, and I've been thinking about this question too, and Hawk said it best. It's really about discernment, and I believe that, you know, since the discussion today is about what is psychic, what is a medium, psychic mediumship, I believe they're tools that we all kind of have or are born with, come into this, you know, life with, and we all have these tools.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that some people are more attuned to the tools that they have, and some people are just unaware and unattuned to the tools that they have, to which I believe some people can readily access those tools a bit easier than others. And there is something very huge to be said about definitely using your discernment when you're asking anyone, for personal advice or for, you know, advice on life and for yourself. And that's not always easy, but that too is a learning curve where we can learn. I mean, sometimes we could be, you know, get into a situation where maybe we're taken for our money. But see, even that is a tool for learning, which teaches us all discernment. And I believe we're all learning discernment on our journeys, every single one of us. And it's really just about honing in on that discernment. And sometimes people ask the question, how do you know what's your true discernment versus like the mind chatter? And that's a good question. I've often asked myself that, and I believe when we get real quiet and we go more into the heart space versus the mind space, that truly becomes the difference. And that's what I've understood and felt and have learned on my journey so far. So that's what I think about it, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Would Marianne like to go?
Marianne, you're still online, aren't you? You're still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I was thinking about you had a friend in the hospital at one time, right? And that person came in and said, I'll get rid of the demons. Do you remember that? Give me $100.
Yeah.
That's an example of one of those. It was just wild, you know. It really shocked me when Marianne shared the story with me about that somebody could go into like a public place like that where there's sick people getting well and do that sort of horrible.
Yep.
You know, because that wrecks the energy in a place so quickly. And
Marianne, would you mind telling that story?
Yeah, that'd be great.
This would be good evidence of spiritual discernment of who might be there to actually assist us and who might just be there for themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. Well, so, what happened is I had a daughter who was in the hospital. She had severe anorexia, and she was on a feeding tube, and she they're in intensive care. And my daughter posted on Facebook about her asking for prayers about her sister needing prayers. And so one of her friends got a hold of her and said, hey, I can help you with that. She said, your sister is inflicted with a demon, and I and for $100 I can go and remove the demon from her, and that's what the what the problem is. That's why she's
that is
that's
sad.
Why she's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just so shocked. So
yeah.
I almost immediately contacted Lynn, and found out that was really not true. And you know, it's interesting that I was just thinking about my dad. Right after he passed last year, I got a reading from somebody that I trust, and then I know who talked to me about my dad. And one of the first things my dad said is that when he did his life review, he saw, because my dad was so kind, he was an empath, and he saw where he had been taken advantage of. And he, one of his advice, you know, piece of advice to me was, please use discernment.
Mm.
Because he saw different areas of his life where he had been taken advantage of. And it was unfortunate. And so I really appreciated that. And I think about that a lot. And I was thinking about that when I was listening to Linda's, you know, beginning story. I was like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to be so, so careful. And again, it's the gut feeling. If your spider senses are tingling about anybody offering these services, pay attention. I'm just going to throw a few thoughts in and then we'll get Hawk up here. So I was thinking about Walt Whitman's poem about the animals. I think I could turn and live with the animals. They are so placid and self-contained. I stand and look at them long and long. They do not sweat and whine about their condition. They do not lie awake in the dark and weep for their sins. They do not make me sick discussing their duty to God. Not one is dissatisfied, not one is demented with the mania of owning things. Not one kneels to another, nor to his kind that lived thousands of years ago. Not one is respectable or unhappy over the whole earth. That led me to write this down. Animals are the most honest psychics. Dog, your cat, your whoever you live with, they know, the animals know, and they're the best psychics, picking up that energy, boom, boom, boom. Some of the best people I know work and they charge a fee. As Ryan explained it to us a few years ago, nothing wrong with charging for your services. He used the acronym FEE, Fair Energy. Right. So if you are offering, and, you know, I know every single member of the Sacred Embers Network are people you can trust. They may charge a fee, but they give you an amazing return. They give you an honest and authentic experience. And I guess that's why we kind of have this little organization to begin with. Some of the best people do it for a fee. James von Prague himself, he had a little free community, I guess around the time I met Linda, around 2010 or so, and it was a free community. Anyone could join, and James was, you know, dancing amongst the villagers himself, and then suddenly the dude got really famous, and he could not sustain it, right? And he is charging fees for his work now, and he is charging for, you know, workshops and any kind of public stuff he's doing. And you know what? He's got to hire people, like overhead suddenly. Not just this dude sitting around doing readings for people. He's got a business there. So, you know, and I know some of the community people got really mad at him when he had to close down this lovely, lovely thing we had going. But the thing is, he couldn't help it. He had to charge for this. And it's the same. You know, if you're really good at what you do, charge a fee, a fair energy exchange. The last thought was, just pay attention to the gut feeling. You really don't want to learn this stuff the hard way. You really don't. Like, if you avoid that kind of pain, by going, hang on, this doesn't feel right. Boom. Over to you, Hawk.
Yes, I love it. So I feel like today's topic has two subtopics that are a part of it. One is definitions of words that we use to describe people with abilities, which is everyone, actually. But the ones that actually are aware of it, give attention to it, and practice it. First is a channel. A channel, to me, at least, is everyone, because we all channel some energies at some point. But a specific channel is one that's aware of their ability and able to channel either different spirits or different energies, different feelings, different intuitions or knowledge. So that pretty much covers everything we're going to talk about. And then we're going to talk about more specific types of channels. For example, one of the questions is a medium. As far as I can tell, the definition of a medium is someone who channels four spirits specifically, usually giving attention to either ancestors or lost ones or even people in the future, but basically some type of guide that usually takes the form of a physical body, so a specific spirit usually. A healer is anyone who uses their manifestations for the purpose of healing, so they're channeling for healing. So that covers a lot of people too. That would cover the mediums and psychics. Psychics, I believe, we always thought of as mind powers, but I think it's actually just intuition. It's that clear feeling or that clear knowing. So again, another form of channeling. There's the word mystic. Again, it's just someone who's practiced these different forms of channeling and they're versed in it. Light worker is great because I think what defines a light worker is generally a person that has decided to serve others as their main focus. And that's all of us. Those that choose to help others, we are light workers in whatever way it is that we are trying to help each other. Shaman is, again, another channeler, usually a medium for animal spirits or nature spirits, very focused on the planet and everything that is a part of the planet itself. And that leads me to witch. That's how I feel about that. It's a psychic who focuses on the planet, the elements, and their own spirit. A wizard is someone who goes through more of the mind, the thought process, finding the clear knowing, usually through quieting the mind, which just leads to intuition. Anyways, I know I talked about a lot, but I think those are some definitions that we should be all aware of. And then there are card readers, but other spiritual tools users, like people who throw bones and other things like that, use runes, use crystals or pendulums. We're all just using spiritual tools or metaphysical tools to help get an answer through our intuition. Mm-hmm. I also want to give a shout out to hypnotic regression therapists. As a true therapist, which we can only talk about if we know their intention, they're there to heal. That's what therapy is for. And so yet maybe they are not relying on their own intuition, but they definitely are capable of getting one into a very calm, relaxed, meditative state so that they can travel through their own subconscious and find healing that way. So I wanted to give a shout out to them as light workers also. And I want to point out, since the second topic has to do with the spiritual discernment of an authentic healer, I would say, or light worker, or psychic, is their intention. Is their intention to heal you, or is their intention to get money?
Mm-hmm.
I do think that healers with the intention of healing are allowed to make money. They should live off this if they can, but that's if they're honest. And that's if they truly are helping you heal. And I think that's the big discernment that we need to find, because that story that Marianne told, the bell that came off to me was a healer would never use fear to heal you. A true healer is going to show you that the universe is love, and there might be a challenge, there might be a spiritual lesson here for everyone involved, and usually helps guide you towards the healing which is the understanding what the issue is and then correcting one's own mind and emotions and actions to best serve them. And I really think that's it. It's the intention of the person healing you. A real healer would not use fear. And this leads me to my final point, because this was a theme while I was teaching archery at the summer camp that I work at this year. There's good people out there. It is the Great Awakening. Everyone's intuition is gaining attention from themselves. So we're all kind of playing around. That's what we're doing here on the show. At least for me, I consider myself, you know, intermediate. I am not a master yet. And that's going to be true for a lot of people we run into, and including the kids that I see at the camp. There was one girl that was just so honest and such a good person, she often let people step on her and get away with things. Mm-hmm. And I told her, listen, you are a good person, but that love has to be directed at yourself first. Put your own oxygen mask on so that you can help as many others. But you have to love yourself first, unconditionally, so that you can truly love others unconditionally. Agape. And
yeah,
that's my button for the spiritual topic.
Wow, oh, yeah. That was beautiful, Hawk. I mean, yeah. I can listen to you all day long.
Me too.
Thank you. That is my goal. That is my intention. I would love to teach all of this because I have been through a lot, and it took a lot of suffering to make me look for a new way of thinking, a new way of feeling, basically training my mind. And once I trained my mind to see what I now call the truth, I saw that it was all love and light and that it was my own illusions that were causing me to feel pain and suffering. And so I want to share that with the world. There is a true reality out there, and it is heaven. And together we can make it here on earth. That's the Great Awakening. That's the revelation.
Yeah. Yep. Very nice. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's keep this show moving. Is there anyone calling in?
We do have a question in the chat. And I think it's from the person that was there last week. And it says, do you do past lives? I think we should talk about that for a minute. Like, does anybody here do past life regression or past lives? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know about, you know, reincarnation from a personal experience, but I don't tap too much into my past life.
Yeah, me either.
I will say this. I do have a tool for it.
Okay.
I have a tool for self hypnotic regression to do past lives. So basically what you want to do is start with meditation, get calm, get relaxed. And here's a tip. This is from my actor-y past. When you first do your meditation, actually focus on your emotions. Actually focus on those thoughts that have been running through your mind. Like, really see them. See what they're doing to you. Are they making you feel good? Are they making you feel bad? It doesn't matter. Good or bad, be honest with yourself and face these subjects for a little bit. And try not to get invested in it. You can feel the emotions, but know that the ultimate goal is to feel the emotions and then let it go. And so after you run through what's happening in your life, then you focus on your breath. And this is to calm you down. This is to get you to that quiet. And then you're going to have to start visualizing. So start with roots into the earth, so you're connected with Mother Earth. And then you allow white light to enter the top of your skull and go down to your body. So basically you have the two forces of Mother Earth and Father Sky, and you're the divine child in the middle of it, fully embraced and loved by the two major aspects of the universe. And then you start visualizing yourself walking up to a door. Usually the door is in a forest, so imagine a beautiful old ancient forest with the tree of life, so a very large tree that's beautiful to you, wise and loving. And you open the door to the tree, and you walk inside. and it's completely black, and you take steps down a staircase. But with each step, you take it very, very slow, and this is when you start to hypnotize yourself. Every step, you want to assist yourself in making yourself feel more relaxed, less in your body, maybe sleep. The idea is body asleep, mind awake. So you're calming down your physical, basically. In every step, you are getting more and more relaxed. And then after 10 steps, you step onto a marble flooring. This is where that iconography comes for esoteric knowledge. You have an altar placed in the middle of this room. It's usually of stone or cave, but it can be anything. And you go up to the altar, and you pray. You light the candle if it's there, and you ask for a certain color, usually purple with a third eye, because this is going to allow you to astrally travel. After you pray and set your intentions, asking what you do, you go beyond the altar, and there's another door in front of you. Open that. And when you open that, put yourself wherever you want to go. So basically what you do is you open the door and you just allow it to come. The first thing we usually try to do when we do past life regressions is we try to see our feet first. And so I will give an example of one time I've done this. It wasn't a perfect meditation. I felt that I was in and out of it, but it still worked. And I first saw my feet, and they were feminine feet in sandals on kind of like a dirt path, but it was very grassy and green. It was like a golden sunset, and I was next to a temple. I'm pretty sure the temple was in ancient Turkey, what was called Anatolia, but it was very Greek. Many people don't realize that the Grecian people were throughout Anatolia in ancient times. So I was, and then I kept looking up my body, basically, and I saw that I had, you know, like light olive skin, and I realized I definitely was a female in robes, but they were very aesthetic. They weren't that pretty, but they were clean, and I knew that I had long brown hair and that I was female, and then that was kind of where the end of one of my past life regressions happened. So I hope that works for you guys. It's meditation, really relaxing, and visualization. Basically, it starts with your imagination, and you'll know at a certain point when it is messages from spirit. Yeah. You'll realize when you've lost control and you're there for the ride. But just always ask questions. Ask for smells. Ask for feelings. One person who remembers all of their past lives, his name's Matthias DiStefano. And he talks about how past life memory is actually connected with emotion. So when all of his past lives started coming in through puberty, it was all based off the most emotional events that he had had in those lives first. Anyway, yeah. I hope that shed some light on it.
It did. And we're going to get back to that because she also has, or he or she has a question about that. But right now I'm going to go to 703 because they've been patiently waiting for a while. So let's go on there. 703, who are we talking to?
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Your stuff really resonated with me because that exact thing happened to me when I was in Atlantic City. I don't know, let's just say 15 years ago. I met a person, and her reading was pretty good. Then I was trying to look for my birth father because I was adopted. And she said, I can help you. Then basically just try to keep extorting money out of me. And I finally, you know, woke up and smelled the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the big difference would be if that person was genuine, they would have maybe charged you, but they wouldn't have stopped until they gave you a concrete answer that they truly believed was going to work for you.
Yeah,
right?
Never got that answer. Yeah, never got the answer. She just kept trying to send me more money, asking for more money, more money.
Wow.
They were playing off
I
the
never
fear.
Gave in the second time. I gave in the first time, but never the second or third time.
Good.
Yeah. You learned the lesson.
Yeah, I did. I learned that lesson. It was a couple hundred dollar lesson, but I learned it.
Yeah.
Hey, we all have to learn something somehow.
Yes.
Did you have a question for us?
I do. I actually had a job interview last week, and do you think I'm going to get a second or third interview, or you see something else coming through?
Shuffle.
Yeah, let's see. So I have this really neat board that Marianne just gave me for my birthday a couple months ago, and it goes with my pendulum. So I'm going to ask the first question. Let's see if you're going to get a call back. And see. So it immediately said yes. For me, Andrea.
Okay. I also got a yes.
Yeah, I hope I get that job because it would be a good one for me.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. I'm sensing she might actually have more than one choice.
Yeah.
She might have many choices.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a crystal ball person, so I don't want to say, you know, I hate to just say, this is just what my pendulum said, but so I don't want you to, you know what I mean? Just dwell on that, yes, okay?
Oh, no, I'm not. I actually have another interview on Tuesday as well, but I applied for, like, I don't know, 20 jobs today. Last Thursday was really good.
Yeah. So
there
you might
it is.
Have
okay, multiple. So I think you have multiple opportunities. I see abundance in that you get to make a decision on it because I'm seeing juggling, and then I'm also seeing a focus on spirit. So that would probably be the intuition and, like, spiritual discernment to figure out what job is actually going to be the most beneficial for you in whatever it is you're trying to do in your life.
Okay. Awesome.
Lynn?
I'm not muted. I was just looking up the symbol that came in for Andrea here, and I'm seeing a yellow dress.
Mm.
So I looked up, what does that mean? And it's a very cool symbol. So a yellow dress might signify you're on a path towards greater spiritual understanding.
Mm.
It's often associated with joy and positivity. The other one, joy and prosperity. Yeah, spirituality, peace of mind, freedom from anxiety. And it also talks about power, coming back into your own power.
Yeah.
So leading from that yellow dress symbol, I went to the job interview, and I also wrote, don't despair if that job doesn't come through, because like Clark said, you've got choices. And I think that symbol means that you should go with the one that will make you the happiest. And it might be you haven't, I don't know how they're going to offer you more options, but I think they come to you through your networking. Don't stop networking, because they're making it very clear that the services you offer, like as an employee, what you bring to the table is more than what, you know what I mean? Like, you're bringing more to the table than they are offering you. So don't sell yourself short. Big time. So mentally wear the yellow dress as you go about all these connections and stuff. But do keep your eye out for other opportunities, because maximum happiness is so important for you. It really, really is. And don't just settle, because you deserve like a really cool job experience. Oh, and Linda says this. I'm getting that you got a special sign at the end of your first interview that gave you a positive feeling. The interview went well. You will learn more at the next interview interview to know if this is what you want. That resonates too. Yeah, it's like the fat lady hasn't sung yet, as they say. So keep the experience open to all, you know, everything that's offered to you. I think there's more on the table than you realize. So let yourself have it. Give yourself permission to be happy. That's always a good idea. So, who are we missing? Jess, did you go?
Marianne? Yes, Marianne. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a yes. So
same as everybody else. So it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. I felt a good interview. So, and then the second one would be another Zoom interview. I think sometime maybe in a couple weeks after they decide this week, then in person. So we'll take a little bit.
Yeah.
Can I ask what type of jobs these are?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Can I ask what type of jobs these are?
It's an administrative job for a IT company.
Are you potentially moving up?
I don't know. Because right now I got laid off. I work for a mortgage company and I got laid off when the mortgage rates went up. Now I have a job at an eye doctor's office. It is very toxic and I really need to get out of there. And I almost walked out on Friday because it was so bad. But I got a mortgage I got to pay. So I was like, I try to hold my tongue and not say anything. But I told the big boss, I said, if this girl keeps yelling at me, I will go home today and I won't come back. So
all right,
we'll see what happens with
that. Focus on the love and forgiveness. You definitely have to juggle that job with whatever job you want next. The end card, I got the Hierophant, which usually stands for spiritual wisdom, religious beliefs, like conformity, tradition, and institutions. So, like, the message I was getting for that is that it's the more masculine version of the spirituality. So it's this idea of once you figure out what your spiritual focus is, you get to apply that in your life, in your job, because it was kind of indicating that maybe you're going up to more of a position where you are there to teach others. I don't know if that
makes
sounds.
Sense. Yeah, makes
it
sense.
It does? Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say as of right now, your journey is beautiful, but focus on the love. It's just like what we were talking about. Just for any other healer, you're a healer. Heal yourself. Focus on that love and on your journey and actualizing the best thing for you.
Yeah. My birth mother was a psychic, and I get a lot of that from her.
Yeah.
What is the second job that you applied for, though? It's not the...
Another administrative job. No, they do. They repurpose vehicles for people with disabilities.
Yeah, I think it's
that's
that
beautiful.
I got a no on the IT.
Okay.
Not really a no, but I feel that your purpose might be with the second job, like what Hawk is saying, that the disability, that it's going to be something like your passion, that it's going to happen. I think you're something like that. I don't know if it's on the IT.
Yeah, the interviews on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have choices, and I think whatever your spirit calls you to do, and definitely helping people goes in line with the theme and topic of what we were talking about today.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, if that answers you, the best to you, and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, please.
Oh, I will. Yes, absolutely. Hopefully next Sunday when I hear something, I'll let you know.
Okay. That sounds great, Andrea.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Anytime. Thank you. Okay, our second caller is a Skype caller. So let's see. So hi, who we, let's see, here we go. Hi, who
Hello.
Are we talking to?
Hi. You're talking to Sue?
Hi, Sue. How can we help you today?
Hi. I think there's some changes going on in my work. I mean, there has been for a while. Will any of these affect me in any way, or what do you see going forward as far as stability?
Okay. Did anybody want to go?
Shuffle. We should just have a little theme music that plays in between.
Yeah, and then Lynn's case, whatever.
So, Sue, this is Lynn, and the first thing I wrote down is water. The expression that we hear Bruce Lee say, you water, which means I feel, yes, there's going to be changes. And I feel like there's fear that's happening in you that doesn't need to be there. I don't know if you've ever heard the expression catastrophizing, thinking about the future and going, what if it happens, what if that happens? And you start to create the energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, that's called being human. don't think there's any of us that haven't done that, you know?
Yeah.
So it happens.
Right.
So, and yeah, and so the lovely advice that comes through for you is just to be water. Mm-hmm. It's not, water goes around rocks, water goes over hill and dale. Water does not come to harm by doing those things, right? So just keep, be water for this, you know? And you can use, if you do any elemental work at all, you can go very heavily into the water element in your meditations and whatever, you know, whatever you do spiritually to keep yourself grounded. But, you know, to that extent, you could, you know, take a lot of showers or baths or hit a lake or, a, you know, some kind of water, body of water. But water comes in very strong for you. And just be water. You won't be hurt, but don't freak out because you'll hurt yourself by worrying and creating the future before it's happened yet. You know, it's, the freaky thing is everything you're afraid of has already happened to you. I'll leave you to ponder that one. And whoever wants to go next.
Yeah, I can go then. Hi, Sue. As you came on and was were talking, I was just connecting with my soul, and what I felt is that it just resonates with what Lynn was saying, is that there's going to be change, but and there wasn't like a yes or a no on your immediate question that I felt, but that it was just, it remained open and fluid for you to make that choice, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm. I believe
whatever that choice is going to be, though, I feel very positive for where it's going to lead you. So, yeah, like Lynn said, the worrying, it's just, I know it's so human nature to worry, but I believe you're going to be guided and directed right where you need to be. And that's what I have.
Thanks.
Marianne? Yeah.
Marianne?
I can go. Sue, do you work from home?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got that, like what Lynn said, there will be changes, but it's kind of the water thing. I see you on an island by yourself. So you don't really, the changes aren't really going to affect you in any way that, you know, they're not going to affect you. I think it's more for whatever a group that hangs out together might be doing, but I feel that you're like an island. You stand on your own two feet, so to say, you know, so to speak. And I just think you need to be doing what you keep on doing. I don't think your job is going to change in any way.
I think you're right. They target the sale. The revolving door is about salespeople, and
yeah.
I'm the only person in the company or in the continent that does my job. So,
yeah, I see that. Yeah. You're on an island. Yeah, so I got to know as far as that because the changes aren't going to affect you. But I did also get what Lynn said about your fearing that there might be change or the fear, but
And because it's happened in the past.
Yeah, I get it.
Once
you've
gone through it so many times, it's, you know, you get tense and you prepare for it. And I've become a real old worrier because I've been through so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I feel that. But I think what she said, you just need to maybe focus on something else, because like you said, I think it's more on the sales. It's not, you know, that you're on that island and there's nobody else that does your job. So yours is different than the changes. So.
Yeah.
Marianne?
Life is challenging.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So
is Marianne,
what I thought, here I am. So, yeah, I just think that what I got was that basically your guides are asking you to expand your circle of friends. So to find yourself needing, you know, for some professional networking, mm-hmm. And make time to branch out in order to kind of clear the personal, you know, and any past connections, and that new things will be coming into your life. And there's both saying that somebody new is supposed to be coming in and will kind of help you in your career choice.
Oh, interesting. That's did you say clearing out what I've got currently? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's some people that aren't very helpful. So, yeah, you're saying that I may meet somebody that may help me, is what you're saying?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, so you just need to, it's just something that you need to clear out whatever's not serving you.
Awesome.
And that'll open the door for something new. Yeah.
I want to ask, Sue, are you happy with your job when it's working?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Occasionally I'd like to see some slight changes, but it's kind of like a new area, so I like my manager. So I think there's potential there, and they give me a lot of flexibility. So
that's
I do
great.
Like it.
So I want to go back to this water idea. For you, I got the Three of Wands, and that usually has to do with progress, expansion, foresight. Mm-hmm. And I think this goes back to what Lynn was saying, because he's staring out at sea. And you've got a lot of water imagery here. You were sensing things changing, and I think that it triggered your fear. And something's to change, right? And so I see this fear. Has this fear consumed you recently? Like a lack mindset?
Not a lack. It's a foreboding kind of thing. Little things, that can kind of trigger it, because I've been through, I am pretty much an island, and it can be very hard dealing with things like that.
Yeah. So I want to add back to that water. What they're telling me is that you should be channeling the Page of Cups. And usually when we get a page, it suggests like that divine child with the curiosity, and the water represents emotions. So this might be about balancing yourself in your emotions, not letting these negative emotions take over. It might be about riding the wave with whatever change comes, right? Because when you think of the ocean, it has tides and it has waves. And sometimes it's calm and sometimes it's turbulent, but it's always the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that helps you kind of just guide through these changes, but I think it's about focusing on yourself and not letting your negative emotions overwhelm, but really balance. Get a clear feeling of what's going on inside you so you can handle the day-to-day as your best self.
Yeah, it would be nice if there's some sort of something that comes in, because things have been at a bit of a monotonous, you know, I need some sort of some positive boost, I think.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the Page of Cups is often about you exploring new things that make you happy. Be ready to dream the impossible dream. Explore the magic of your fullest potential.
That's what I feel like. I feel like I need some magic right now. Yeah.
And so if you can let go of those foreboding thoughts, you might actually get a clearer message of what's happening to you.
Yeah.
Were you here for when I talked about that hypnotic regression meditation? Were you listening to the show? Here, I'll give you a quick catch-up. Basically, go through your emotions, whatever's bothering you. So that's the foreboding feeling for the most part. And really try to dissect how you feel about it. And don't let it overwhelm you, but feel it, and then let it go. And then quiet your mind. Mm-hmm. And then think about that question again. Like, what's happening to me right now, once you're quiet and calm? And see if you get an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of potential. That's what everyone here is saying. and it's got this like watery, you know, there's motion happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm pretty optimistic. It just lately, some things have kind of got to me, and I think part of it is being a bit isolated and needing a boost. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You are so welcome.
Yeah, we still have
just a reminder to love yourself.
Yeah, we still have Linda.
Oh, Linda,
for
yeah.
you here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't forget Linda.
Okay, so Linda says. Linda says, I am seeing some changes in personnel. This is something that will be a new adjustment to these people that have come in. You will need to be open to what these changes mean for you and what direction you need to go in this situation. Mm. So it sounds like you're riding on a lot of intuition, and it's a really good time to own that. And, go with the changes. Think of it as a, birds all fly at murmuration, they're all doing the same thing at the same time, You can pick up on those rhythms that are always coming into us, and read your gut and follow the gut and be water. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call us anytime.
It's a little tricky that last bit, sorry.
Yeah.
What was that? Sorry, I missed you.
I just did call us last and let us know, how things are going too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you, Sue. Okay, so we're moving on so do we need to go into the chat now? Because I think number four is really number five, correct?
Yeah, so they've left. They've left the conversation, so I don't think they're listening.
All right. So let's go to 630. Hi, 630. Who are we speaking to?
Hi. It's my name is Dion.
Oh, yes.
Hi.
Just sorry for a second, Dion. You're the one that's writing. You're doing some writing about it's a crime that you can't really talk about yet, but... Is that right?
Yes, but the reason why I'm calling is because last fall, this was like the weather was still nice, and I was up in Wisconsin, and I was looking to move, and I want to say it was Lynn, but I'm not 100% sure because I don't remember. I just remembered I called the show. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Lynn that described this house, and you said that it was white and black, and it was a small house, and it was going to have a tiny yard that I could tinker around in and everything, and I just found it on Friday, and I'm like, I have to call.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I've been looking for this house, right, but a lady called me on Thursday night and was like, I just found this house for you. I want you to go take a look at it right now. But I wasn't like right in the area where I could just drop everything and go. And so then I made the appointment for the next morning. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like, I can't exactly. And I probably could try to go back in the archives and figure out what show it was. I mean, I know what show it was. Who said what? But like, you nailed it. And it took, obviously, 8-9 months or whatever.
Yeah.
No longer than that, because it was sometime in the fall, but it was still warm out. So I want to say it was like September. So it was probably like 10 months. But you saw it 10 months out, and the lady told me. No, the lady didn't tell me. I was there before the listing agent showed up. And this guy walks up to me and was like, are you going to buy this place? And I'm like, no, I'm just thinking about leasing it. And he's like, it's about time. It's been vacant a long time. And I'm like, it's been waiting for me. But it did show up. And you did describe it perfectly. So I just wanted to call and let you know that actually did happen for me.
Awesome. Lynn, was that you?
I think so. And I just, what I'm screaming to say here is that I didn't make that prediction. You were receiving spirit energy with that information, and I was simply channeling that for you. That had nothing to do with me. It was just that's the message that came through for you. So I would love to like, take that further, figure out which one of your spirit team sent you that image. Because, as I say, we put down what comes through for us, but it's like we have to do that sort of work. Like Lynn Bleasdale has to step aside, right? I have to get out of the way and let the messages come through. So I'm so glad about the validation, but I would like to thank whoever was on your team that gave me that image for you, because that's how that works, as Ryan would say. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I think I remember the show. I think it's when we first started the show up again, right? Hasn't it been that many months ago?
It was about 9 months, because I remember where I was walking. I was walking and I was with my dog, and it was still warm out, but it was getting closer to October, because I kept wanting to move before I had to renew my lease, and I just ran out of time. So it had to have been in like September or late August. And so it was really weird too, because I signed a lease on a different apartment, and out of nowhere, like right after I signed the lease, the lady started acting up, and I was like, something's not right here. And I'm like, I just feel like I should bail on this lease, you know? And I'm like, I'm just going to listen to my intuition. I'm just going to bail on this lease and just tell her, you know, I don't feel like it. And then literally it was the very next day the house popped up.
Wow.
Cool.
That's awesome. Does anybody else have anything to add about this?
Yeah, I think it's a message that it is your intuition too.
Yeah.
Like that there's a huge opportunity for you. Like, you've been guided, it's confirmed, and then you have the power, too, to do this on your own. I think that's one of the messages that I got with cards falling out for you. Like, this is a brand new time where you can notice how much you're manifesting your present and future.
Thank you. You're welcome. Jeff?
You're welcome.
Anybody? Jessica still here?
I think so. Yeah, she's on the board.
Yeah, I'm still here. I could probably go last.
Marianne?
So on this, on this one, it just is, Hello?
Hello? Is everybody here?
I'm here.
Who did we lose?
I don't know, but it sounded mechanical, like a garbage disposal. I hope she's all right.
This is crazy. This is being crazy today. I think we lost Marianne. Yeah, Marianne's gone. Okay, so we'll have to wait for Marianne to get back. I'm so sorry, Dion. This has been crazy.
No, it's fine. I mean, I really just wanted to call and let you know that, like, how amazing it was that after all this time, out of nowhere, and it's weird because the lady who called me and told me about the listing just found out about it like 2 minutes before it was listed. And so I mean, it just was like, oh my God. And so I knew right away, like when I, tomorrow, I'll be moving in tomorrow.
Oh, that's crazy.
I hope everything should be good tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great.
That's divine timing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Synchronicity, I think it's all calls, you know. Very,
are you still making your documentary?
Yeah, I'm on part two now. And that's one of the things about, like, it was so important for me to get stable housing because it's too hard to work when you're looking for a place and everything else. And so I started part two before the move. And so hopefully tomorrow I should be able to get the blessing to move in. And then, you know, a quick cleaning and getting settled, and I'll be back on part two. Because I left off, part one is done, part two, and then I'm hoping, like, with the new energy in the new home and all the good vibes, that, you know, the promotion will come along with it.
Yeah.
Actually, I did get a little bit of a promotion because YouTube monetized my channel early.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, what was the you might have talked about it before, but what are the docuseries about?
So I wrote a documentary on the death of Aaron Carter, who's a singer.
Okay. Yeah.
I wrote a documentary about what happened to me. I was basically like a trap kidnapping survivor that turned into like a hostage situation. Like I had a small fall. It left me like permanently disabled. And I had wrote a memoir and I published it. It was a number one release on Amazon. And I had a small following, you know, and I was doing book signings and meet and greets and stuff. And then he died and I made like a couple of videos about my thoughts on it. And it took off right away. I was getting like 60,000 views on TikTok. And so then over the winter, like 700 of his fans and I worked together on piecing together like all this evidence. Like I set up a tip hotline and I just, every single day we worked on it. And I published his documentary on Amazon Kindle Vella in March, and then I like kept updating it through May, and then I started part two in June, but then I had to move, and so then through all of that I was keeping in touch with everybody, and I got so many views on YouTube that they gave me they granted me monetization early. And so it's been a week getting that set up, and
I think this would be a perfect opportunity for you to tell us what the name of your memoir is, what the name of the documentary series is, and also what your YouTube channel is.
Yeah, and the TikTok thing. Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay, so my YouTube channel is Stella Rose All Day. So my publishing name is Stella Rose All Day. The name of my memoir is Shattered Windows, and it's a story about how a lawyer had ripped me off $125 million, and when I tried to get my money back from him, he sued me 17 times in 8 years, and then ultimately lured me into a trap house, but I was able to get away. Wow. And then,
so what is that called? Shattered.
Shattered Windows.
Okay, go ahead.
And then Aaron's documentary part one is called War of Angels, a documentary on the death of Aaron Carter.
Okay.
And that one, if you're interested in reading it, the least expensive way to get it is on Amazon Kindle Vella. That will only cost you like under $10 to read it. Because I went to a distributor when I printed the manuscript, and it's up to $47 right now on Amazon. I didn't set the price. It started out at $25, and it's been going up and up and up and up, and now it's up to like $47. And part two is only available on Amazon Kindle Vella, and it's called The Aftermath. Because the part one is the criminal side, and part two is the... No, part one is the civil side. Part two is going to focus on the criminal side.
Okay, cool.
That's way cool.
Thank you.
I know you on my Facebook page. I talked to you on my Facebook page. I appreciate you being on my page.
That's so
well,
cool.
I'm in the Sacred Embers group.
Yeah, but your name is different.
And
what is it on that?
Yeah. It's Lily Jones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to point out that you are a light worker, regardless of whether or not you're using psychic or channeling abilities to do that. You are healing the world. So thank you so much for being a survivor that has twisted the torture and pain into love. You're doing a valuable service for mankind. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Oh, that really touched my heart. Thank you so much for saying that.
Well, it's true.
You are a light worker. You are a healer. That's why you're here, and you're following your purpose. That's why things are lining up, and you're at a beautiful moment of creation. I got a bunch of wands cards. It was the page, and it was the king. So keep manifesting this beautiful dream.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Lynn, anybody else have anything to say to Dion before
we
move on?
You're welcome.
I'm looking at Dion's book on Amazon right now.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I just wanted to say thank you so much, Dion, for your humanitarian work, to the world. It's really a beautiful thing. You are definitely a light worker. And this is, it's just kind of one of those descriptions, of light work in the world. It's really beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
That you use that. I will put a link to your book on our Sacred Embers website. We have a little store section where you and I'll put that there. And that's amazing. That is so amazing.
I love the book.
I'm really glad.
I love the cover. Yeah.
Yes, quite the cover art. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The photo, right?
On Erin's book?
No, on yours. Is that your photo?
Oh, on mine? That's my picture
window.
Because, if you read the book, it talks about how I'm not allowed to use my name. Because my name is copyrighted and it's trademarked, but I don't receive any of the benefits from it. And so I am not allowed to use my name on social media or in public or anything. And so it was kind of like a big F you to the lawyer because it was like, but you can't take my face away, And so,
That's good for you. How interesting.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Is right. But you know what I learned through all of this, though? What I learned was that there's the laws of the land, and then there's the universal laws. And it was like that lawyer may have gotten away with the money, but I guarantee you he didn't enjoy any part of having it, okay?
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's
and
a
we also
long
have
time Lynn. For me to come to terms with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a mountain you have to move one bit at a time. Linda has a message for you, too. And the only thing that she has, and it's her dad sending this, he's showing you that you have to clear out what no longer serves you to make out to make room for what should come in. So, dump the stuff, anything you don't need, anything that doesn't serve you. And I think that's physical and spiritual too, any energy that's plaguing you. But the thing is, I got an image for that little house you're describing. It felt like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. It needed you and you needed it. It's going to be like so sweet, I almost want to write a children's book about it or something,
That's
there
so weird. I drew the same thing, Lynn, was like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I drew some trees.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Make it come
alive. That too. Yes. Because like, every time I I look at it in my mind, I see like patio furniture outside and lights being strung and like the carpet like from Target for the outside. And I was like, wow, it really wants me to dress it up. And when I had to go through my storage and like decide what I was going to keep and what I wasn't going to keep, I'm like, I kept everything that my dad gave me. And then I was like, okay, I got to get rid of all this other, but I like was very strategic about it and made sure it was like, okay, that was the black cat that dad gave me for Halloween. Some stuff I wasn't able to keep, but like 99.9% of it. And I was like crying because I was like, I don't want to get rid of my stuff. And I'm like, but I have to, you know, but I kept the sentimental things, you know, and let everything else go. But yeah, it's so weird that you said that because I felt the same way about that house. It was like already telling me what it wanted. You know, I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're going to, it's your definitely your place. So it's going to be so cool for you. You're going to feel safe in everything in that house, I feel. Yeah. But awesome. Love stories like that. You're welcome. So let us know after you move in any little things that happen and all your success. We wish you the best for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got your links and we're going to be sharing those with on the Sacred Embers website. So I'll, I don't know where I'll post that, but you'll find, oh, wait a minute. You're in the group. So never mind.
Yeah,
I'll post it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. My brain didn't register that info.
That's awesome. And I'll do it on mine too, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you on TikTok, Dion? What are you on TikTok?
If you Google Erin Carter Stella Rose,
okay,
it'll come up because my original TikTok account, the one that had like the, it had 879 million views. They took it away from me. They banned it. And so then they gave me another one, and then they locked me out of it, and I can't get back in it. But other people post my stuff on TikTok, and I just let them. I just let them post it. I don't even deal with the copyright crap. I'm just like, let them do it. So if you just put in their Stella Rose all day, other people post my videos. For me, because, well, it's kind of a long story, but I talk about like Sony, and Sony has a partnership with TikTok, and so they don't like the fact that I'm exposing some of their business, so they keep banning my accounts and taking them away. So now I just, but then YouTube gave me my channel and monetized it, so I don't really need TikTok anyway.
No.
But yeah, TikTok is really what blew up my whole thing with Erin Carter, but it's under Stella Rose all day, and other people post my stuff on there, which I'm fine with.
Okay. So we'll concentrate on the YouTube too. So, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay. You hang
all right. Take care.
All right, hon. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. So let's go to, was there 917? Is that?
I think they fell out of the canoe, though. They don't seem to be there anymore.
Okay. So I think that was our last caller, was Dion.
Absolutely.
So that's our show.
We can.
It's right on time.
Well, we have time to.
Yeah, go ahead, Lynn.
No, just saying we have time to sort of have random thoughts to tie the show up.
Yeah.
Anybody got any? Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. I would love to go. It's kind of commenting on that consciousness is raising right now. This is the Great Awakening. And just like, I wasn't sure her name, Dion?
Yes.
Is that okay. So Stella Rose all day is pointing out these injustices that have been happening behind the scenes. And I don't know if anyone's noticed, but not just the UFO whistleblowers are coming, but there's FBI whistleblowers.
Yeah.
There's child trafficker whistleblowers. There's a lot of whistleblowing happening right now. And I want to point out that this is a part of the consciousness raising. This is a part of people listening to their intuition just a little bit more. Even those that we wouldn't necessarily consider spiritual or channelers, they're now getting messages that maybe we don't know the truth and that it would be good to find it out, especially if it's bad. And we're trying to, like, shape the new earth. I don't know if we've ever really talked about the new earth prophecy on here, guys. Have you ever talked about that stuff?
We should.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, we need a topic, so that would be good.
Right? Okay, cool. And then I can host it. That's perfect. That's a
great
subject.
Yeah, that's perfect for you. Awesome.
All right. So this is going to lead into that. I will touch on it. And it's just going to be that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I agree 100% because that gentleman that wrote the trafficking, that had the trafficking movie, I was just telling Marianne about this. I met him probably 5 years ago when he was trying to open this up to everybody. I mean, I went to this private screen. It wasn't a screening, but it was a charity event. I guess he was trying to raise money for this movie. And nobody would listen to him 5 years ago. So I'm so happy that he is out there, you know, sharing that finally this was the right time. I mean, 5-6 years ago was not the right time, which is crazy.
Yeah, and maybe that's what we're supposed to talk about right now. That movie is called Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
And originally, no movie theater was putting it up, so it was really hard to find. And it is based off a true story of this actual agent who ends up quitting his job to save children.
He's from Utah. He's from here. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. And Mel Gibson is actually another person that's been pushing this. And Elon Musk said that he would, for a certain amount of time, put the link for the movie on Twitter for free so people could see it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so he came into this with Elizabeth Smart. You know, do you remember Elizabeth Smart, who was kidnapped from Utah? I don't know if you remember that story about 12 years ago, 15 years ago. Yep. And his, and the father. So all three of them were going around trying to raise funds for this trafficking movie like 6 years ago. So I'm so happy that that has come to fruition.
Me too. I also found other whistleblower videos in Congress and of FBI whistleblowers talking about the abuse that they've had. And some of the stuff is so politically charged, it's hard to get to the truth. And I don't want to comment on either side, but basically I'm unhappy with both. And I do think that the future is going to lead us to more of a unified collection of humans that are wise, bringing their opinions to the table, as opposed to picking a tribe and sticking to that tribe.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I think we're seeing the seeds of it now.
Yeah.
I think. And I think it's up to us to make it happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree. I think it's just time, you know. Sometimes things come out at the perfect time because there's an energy behind it, and it's usually at the height where people are open and, you know, they want this awareness and, you know, of what's happening in our world. Anyone would.
That is
so
spot
I think
on.
It's really, yeah.
The open part.
Yeah.
I think you really hit something there. Mm-hmm. It has to do with that openness.
Yeah.
Like open-minded and open-hearted.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
Anyone else want to add something they've been thinking about?
I sent Tony a message just now that we have another caller.
I saw that. Is that 609? Right. Mm-hmm. We have another caller. So should we take the caller, everybody?
Definitely. 6-9 for Yin Yang.
Yeah, let's take.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, hold
I've
up.
Extended the time a little bit.
So okay, thank you. Hi, 609. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who are we speaking to?
Rose Maria.
Oh, cool. Hi, Rose Maria.
How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Oh, I got to pick up that's coming up for me in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Can I ask if anything's changed in your situation?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who wants
shuffle,
to
shuffle,
first?
Shuffle.
Yeah, shuffle, shuffle.
Anyone
talking
getting clear messages?
It. Yeah. Talking about seeds, Rose Maria. So in order to change, it feels like you're having the same thing over and over, expecting
yeah.
different results. And I don't mean that as an insult to you, because you're just, you know, flopping down the road just as you would do. It's your path and whatnot. But they're talking about planting the seeds of what you want. So focusing on where you want to be. They said the word trajectory comes in. Like the algorithm, it's like the logistics of your journey. So what you receive is what you're planting, what you're talking about seeding the future. So if it's not doing it for you, consider planting something different energetically and creating something new for you. And the challenge often is, what do I want? Figuring out what you want. But let the answer come. You know, send out of your own light. Let that answer come and see if a new direction might bring you different results. Well, I'll move that on to next.
Yep.
Anyone else want to add?
Jessica? Marianne?
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Go ahead, Jessica.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I it's like I'm not getting anything strong coming through. I just feel something, you know, from your heart. Like, I think what is spirit is trying to tell me, if I can spit it out correctly, is to lead from your heart rather than your head. And I got that really, really clear and strong. And I'm going to leave you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Marianne?
Yeah. So what I had something a little bit interesting. It's just, it was saying to enjoy success is to take care of yourself. For some reason, Spirit's wanting you to take care of yourself, and anything that's wonderful that's coming into your life, show gratitude, but make sure you're taking care of yourself. Don't wear yourself down too hard, as we all do. It can be so easy. But take time to enjoy peace in your life. So that's the message that I got.
Yeah.
Is there something going on with your, like, money?
Well, living the paycheck to paycheck right now.
Mm-hmm.
And is there an opportunity for change in that?
If I do overtime, but I have to change jobs to get more money, more pay.
I think that might be, I'm having a hard time getting a clear message for you also, because it felt like messages from the past that I've already given you, but I'm getting a lot of pentacles here. And I do think that it has to come down to, like, the self-care of yourself and also this idea that you're open to changing jobs. Because if you're not open to it, then it's going to be painful the whole time. But
yeah.
I'm seeing the same mental blocks that you've had before when you've come on here. And I do think that you need a lot of this divine feminine love. And it's probably towards yourself. So that you can plant that seed and really get the most abundance. I see abundance in all these cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's up to you on whether or not that abundance is felt.
Yeah, I agree, Hawk, because I used my Greek goddess cards, and I got the goddess, her name is Hecate, and it says, find your magic. She is the goddess of the night, moon, magic, witchcraft, and the unseen. She holds the key to unlock the gates to other realms. Hecate was integral in the search for Persephone. I don't know if I'm saying that right. After her abduction to the underworld, and eventually became her closest companion in all seasons. As a reward for her loyalty to her, she was granted the ability to communicate with spirits. So she is the symbol of magic. And I feel that, because the affirmation is, I am magic and I have power through my darkness and life, and I honor the gateway between the worlds of the living and the dead. So I think it's like all up to you. And I think like what Hakan was stating, is that you need self-love and self-care to move on, to get what you need.
Because
I think
that's right on.
Yeah, and happiness for you, but you hold the key to the magic. So it's like, find your magic.
That symbolism of Hecate and
Hecate,
the moon.
Thank you. I was saying it wrong.
No, you're so welcome. But it's that feminine energy again. It's that, and it's probably also on the shadow work. And so the shadow work is usually when you find your dark stuff, your guilt and your fears, whatever they look like, the things that are holding you back from feeling peace and joy, those things need to be faced. And they often are associated with night and the moon. But what's beautiful is even when the moon's not there and it's nighttime, you can see the stars. So sometimes that's when you can get clear messages. Or if you're just channeling that night energy, which isn't evil, it's not fear. It's just the flip side of day. So maybe that's something that you need to explore.
Yeah, I think. Lynn, do you want to read what Linda said? Because I think.
Certainly. Yep. So Linda says this, I am seeing a labyrinth, needing to backtrack sometimes to take a different route. What this means to me is to analyze what has not worked and try something different. And absolutely. It's sometimes you get on a kind of a treadmill thing and you're sort of like, you're walking and walking and running and running and just staying in the same place. And if it's not working, you know, you are allowed to redirect. You're allowed to reset the journey and redirect and find a different way. Often it comes down to giving yourself permission to do that. Because you've always done things a certain way, you've always expected the same things, and you know all that sort of same energy over and over again. So think outside the box. Linda once said something about she thinks outside the box that the box is in, sort of thing, and that's how far your energy has to go sometimes to really get out of. Oh yeah, comfort zone thing. It's a comfort zone. Get out of that comfort zone. It's a lovely place to be. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Hawk.
I love everything you just said and that Linda said, and I think that's how we were supposed to get there. We went to Hecate to get to the Hecate to get to the moon, and about cycles and facing shadows and giving permission to change your pattern. And I just want to point out that the full moon is on August 1st, so in 2 days. And what's great for a full moon ritual is it's all about letting go of what's already there and clearing the space, which goes back to the theme for everyone that's called in today, about clearing the space to allow something new to come. So I think if you meditated on your shadow stuff on the full moon, then for the next 2 weeks, you get to watch the moon itself let go for you until it becomes a new moon and it's invisible to the eye.
Fabulous. holy.
Yeah.
I just want to say the correct quote from Linda. I think outside of the room that the box is in. That's what I was trying to remember. Yes, thanks, Linda. That's very cool. And
awesome.
And if you think if you think of yourself as like, you know, you've got all kinds of orbits and, you know, you may have to get really far from that original box, but you can change your trajectory. Thank you. You can change that.
How's that sound?
I think so.
Okay,
Who did we miss? Anyone didn't chime in at all?
No, I think we did. Yeah.
We're good. We covered it. And so we even gave you homework because we're feeling this blockage. We are. We're seeing it and we're feeling it. And in the kindest way possible, we're trying to give you some tools to get yourself out of it.
Yeah. How's that sound? Good?
Yes.
Awesome.
Perfect.
And let us know for sure. We're here for you, Rosemaria.
Try it. Take 5 minutes. That's it. In the Course in Miracles, a workbook for students, they only have you practice the exercise for 1 minute because they don't want you to get hard on yourself. They don't want you to get negative about not seeing effects from it. So you just idly try 1 minute at a time and maybe do it 3 times a day, whichever works for you the most. But just be easy on yourself and start facing those shadows. It's time for that feminine nurture, but through the chaos and cycles and patterns of the ocean and the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
Sound good?
All right. Thanks. Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. So I think we've reached all of our callers now.
Yep.
And
we can go around, say our goodbyes. This time we can do it in a relaxed fashion. We can say where to reach us, and we can maybe do like a final, you know, goodbye phrase or whatever.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, sounds good. So I'll start. My name is Toni Jorgensen. I'm on the Sacred Ember page and Enter the Light. And I have a website called Toni the Good Witch at wixsite.com. And I'm on Facebook and TikTok and all of them as Antoinette Jorgensen or at Toni KJ. And my thought is have a great week and love and light to all.
I love it.
Next.
Yes. Hi, my name is Jessica, and you can find me on Facebook underneath that name. Also, we have our own Facebook, my son and I in spirit, Jaden. Our Facebook group is called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, and I'm also on the Sacred Embers website and in the Sacred Embers group as well.
Awesome.
Marianne?
Yeah, I am Marianne Adams on Facebook and also in Sacred Embers.
My name is Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. I'm currently only found here on this show, but I am amassing an empire or ministry, and you will all be aware of it as soon as it's in action. I just want to say, love yourself. Please, love yourself. If you love someone else deeply and unconditionally, then know that you deserve that same love from yourself to yourself. And once you start loving yourself as you might love the universe itself, then share it. That's the point. And when we share this love, it only magnifies. It only extends. And if something's holding you back from it, then there's illusions that you've created. So take a good hard look. Be aware. Pay attention. Because if you feel pain of any sort, any sorrow, basically anything that's not peace, it's something to work on. It's something to look at. We're all doing our best to be our best selves. And so love yourself on the journey. Be easy. And then once you do that, you can really take care of others. We're all light workers, whether or not we realize it. Know you're here for a purpose. Peace and love. That's my outro. And Lynn, would you like to close it up for us?
Sure, yeah. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. Also, I have a page on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale. You can tell if you're there because my face is all purple. Sacred Embers is sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And we also have an Enter the Light page. You can pick up tidbits from our shows and catch our links and whatnot. And the actually, to get a quote, I turned into, I opened up a page. Sorry, I'll start that again. I opened up a thing of quotes by Satchel Paige. He's the guy who said, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you was? But the one I like here is, if people knew how hard I worked to get my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful after all. Yeah, it's like how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. And everyone, you know, we're all at various stages of our own mastery, our growth, or the work we do here. But nobody, I don't know one of us that started out knowing everything. Like we get our little bits and pieces of information as we grow, and where nobody's a master. If you think you've gotten there, it's a sheer indication that you haven't yet. So, you know. Do the best you can until you know better. We're never going to be there because I don't think there is such a there to be. The river, the line from Winnie the Pooh always gets me. The river says, we shall get someday. You know, just let it go. Be water, let it flow.
Yeah,
look up Satchel Paige. He had some really, really cool quotes, and I could read them all day, so here I go.
And then also for Linda Irwin.
Oh, shoot. Yes, I'm sorry, Linda. You're hiding behind the... Oh, she's got some stuff here. Stay breezy. Be the calm in the midst of the chaos of the world. Oh, that's lovely. And then there's a link to her Spreaker show, Home with Dean. It's at the at sign, Home with Dean. Homily 0730. I will post this on the Enter the Light page, Linda. I'll get that link out there for you. And and Linda also does the forums in living.ai, and that's where you can discover all about the emos. They're like the cutest little AI people that you can connect with. And Linda's also on YouTube, Linda Irwin, smiley yellow face. I'm not sure if you've got like the band-aids over the mouth or not on that. I'm trying to remember, but Linda's got quite the presence online, and there's archive stuff and but anyway, I will get that page done for you at some point.
Lynn, you got me thinking. I love that you added was that that first quote you did about it wouldn't look as glorious or something if you knew what I had been through to get there.
That's right. My
can you do the quote again?
Look so amazing. Oh, I lost the page. But if you knew how hard I worked to get my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful. I think that's
That is so beautiful and right on. And that's what I want to tell everyone is like, you don't realize how hard it really is to work on this until you truly commit your life to working on it every day. And that's why I wanted to say, be easy on yourself, because it's hard. And two steps forward, one step back is how it always feels. So just know we're all on different ladders. Forgive yourself and forgive others for wherever they may be, and start taking those steps up, not down.
Awesome. Wow. Watch out, Hawk.
I loved it.
You're going to become one of these inspirational dudes that you're going to start getting followers. And
that's the goal.
So you just got that kind
goal.
Of energy.
Yeah,
you've got that kind
goal.
Of energy that makes a person want to just run the extra mile. You share your chi, your kai, or how do you pronounce the life force? You share your prana with the world.
You are so right with all the words. Chi, and for me, because I did karate growing up, we call it ki, just like Rei ki. And yes, I want to share it. I want to help us all raise together. This is our planet, and we'll talk about it next week when we talk about the New Earth prophecy and how much we actually play a part in it. And thank you all for watching me grow, because I still feel like just the seed, and it's because of this show that I'm allowed to start blossoming.
Awesome. Well, those connections don't happen just for no good reason at all, and that's synchronicity. And we found you, you found us, and I don't know how it happened, but I'm really glad it did. It's lovely.
Me too. You know, the feeling is so mutual.
So at some point, you know, we're going to crack open another show so we can sort of spread the wealth. Like there's, I was saying it's a little bit sometimes like the train car on that Marx Brothers movie where everybody in the world is crowding into the thing. So we'll get another show rolling. And and how, you know, we're always looking to add shows. I think we've got three, and then we need to, and there's 7 days in the week, so. We keep growing. That's, I think we wrapped it up. And we,
we wrapped it up.
Say our goodbyes.
Yep.
Farewell, everyone. Peace and love. Call us back and catch us up on whatever happens.
I'm going to put Linda's thing on just one more time.
Okay.
Just as a reminder. Okay. I'll close the show on that. Okay, you guys. Love and light to you all.
Hi, this is Linda Irwin here with Emo Pet and Emo Robot. You may be tempted to get answers about your future from a variety of sources. We have all seen those tents set up at carnivals with a woman, large hoop earrings, bandana, rows of colorful beads resting on a peasant blouse, sitting behind a crystal ball with perhaps tarot cards and a candle on either side of that. She will invite you in, ask you to cross her palm with a bit of cash, and then tell you that you will meet a tall, dark, handsome stranger. Would you like to know more? Cross her palm and more money, and she will tell you that you will meet in an unlikely place and have a happy rest of your life. The other one is that all of your troubles are because you were cursed. The only way to break this curse is to bring a very large sum of cash, which she will burn. You get to watch this ceremony to break the curse. The part you will not see is that the real money you provided will be pocketed secretly and fake money will be burned. You were not cursed. You were scammed. There are also a plethora of these carnival gypsies advertising on late night television, where you call and ask your questions, credit card information provided them, and the minutes tick up as your credit card balance ticks down. What is the deal with these people? They are in it for the money, honey. They do not care about your well-being and empowerment. The answers they provide are stock answers that give made-up outcomes for your future and have nothing to do with you